Welcome to the Daily Review. This is Fed Razak, Senior Trading Strategist here at CM Trading. And today is May 10, 2024, and today is Friday morning. So looking at the highlights of the day, we're watching the Dow Jones rally even higher. The reason I say even is because it looked like it was at its exhaustive move, but pushed even higher. Now, looking at today's major economic events, so at 2:30 South African time, out of Canada, we have an unemployment change number, and then at 2 p.m. South African time, out of the United States, consumer sentiment number. Now, looking at the various markets, starting out with the Forex symbols, the major pairs really rebounding. As we look at the indices, the Dow Jones get that rally, and the Nasdaq gains, but not that much. Now, looking at commodities, gold and oil both have a little bit of a rally. And as we look at the stocks, it's really mixed. JP Morgan pushes higher while we watch the tech stocks all mixed and across the board. Lastly, looking at cryptocurrencies, Bitcoin unchanged. So let's take a look at the markets and see what we can expect from today's trading. So here we go. We're watching the EURUSD rebound. It looked like it was going to top off and then retrace, but it didn't. It rebounded here really on the back of the Dow Jones also moving higher. So the dollar still weaker here as we're heading up to 107.80. Now we do have a significant resistance at this 200 moving day average, as you can see that in that black line. However, if we don't pass it, we'll retrace. Now, it does look like also we're making an upwards trend line. Okay, so keep that in mind as we're looking at this also. Now, jumping into the GBP USD also broke out higher. This is really important because the GBP was the weaker pair, remember, as that was also. Now, looking at the Canadian dollar coming out with its unemployment change number today, we're at supportish level here. So we may find ourselves actually bouncing off of this level. So keep that in mind. Now, looking at the commodities, this is where it gets really interesting. Look at gold. Gold had a really nice rally to 2360. That's a 60-point rally. It continued going this morning, and that has bona fide over the past couple of days. Now, that is coming back to its all-time highs. Remember, 2400-ish level is our high, so we're closing in on that. So keep that in mind that this rally started. Now, jumping into crude oil. Now, the other day, excuse me, before I jump into it, let's just do this, all right? This is really important because the other day, it did look like it was making a wedge formation. I did mention that. And when you have a wedge formation, such so, okay, that 2290 was your support, okay, it didn't break out of it, all right? And you expect some sort of snapping out of it at some point. And since gold has been stronger, it went to the upside. Okay, so I just wanted to note that. Crude oil also has a little bit of a rally here to $79 from 77 bucks. Did rebound a little bit as well. Now, looking at the U.S. markets, this is really interesting. The Dow Jones had a big day yesterday, rallied really higher, over 300 points to almost 40K. Okay, no, excuse me, 39,587. We're still over 1,500 points off of our all-time highs. Okay, but that was a big move. Okay, a really, really big move. Remember, this was at 37,800. This is over almost 2,000 points over the past couple of weeks, which is a big rebound for the Dow Jones. Now, jumping into the NASDAQ did not, okay, didn't rebound so much, okay? So this is the disparity between them, and either this goes or this goes, but they don't go together, ironically. All right, so let's take a look at the individual stocks. JP Morgan pushes even higher to 197. Remember, 200 is our all-time record highs. However, on the other side, Microsoft didn't really do much, okay? If we look at Facebook, also rallied a little bit, but not by much, okay? If we look at some of the other tech stocks, I mean, Tesla didn't do much at all and just gave up some of those gains as that looked like it's retracing. And Amazon didn't break out higher to its all-time record highs. It did break out higher for a while, but didn't sustain it, okay? So you could see that there's a little bit of a rift here. And Apple completely gave them up its gains for the other day, but rebounds as well. So there's a little bit of weakness when it comes to this tech stocks, and it's highlighted if we look at NVIDIA also as it was down in the day. Now, this is anticipation to its quarterly earning report still coming out. It did have a nice couple of runs previously. So there's still a rotation happening in the market right now. Not everything is going up. Now, lastly, looking at Bitcoin, we got a little bit of a bounce. It's unchanged altogether from day to day, but got a little bit of a bounce. It hasn't broken our downwards trend line, okay? So keep that in mind as that blue line is its resistance. That's the 30-day moving average, and it's showing that it's resistance for now, okay? So lots of things can still unfold for today. Altogether, it's been a really quiet week for the markets because we've had so much earning reports and then the FOMC last week. So we had a lot of things to really absorb in the market. And I gather that we're picking up momentum on the upside because there's some sort of upwards optimism in the markets. This is the Fed Rays Equinox. I wish you guys a great trading day. Thank you.